grace that is Christ's gift to us, the love of God, and the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, powerful and compassionate, you shepherd your people, faithfully feeding and protecting us. Heal each of us and make us a whole people, that we may embody the justice and peace of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. You may be seated. The book.
This reading is from Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doing, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 23 responsively. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The second reading is from Ephesians. Remember that at one time you Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcision by those who are called the circumcision, a physical circumcision made in the flesh by human hands. Remember that you were at that time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints, and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, Jesus saw a great crowd, And he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. A Methodist minister tells this story about a friend who came to see him one day. His friend was nervous and tense and had literally worried himself sick. The man's family and friends had encouraged him to go and see his pastor. As they talked for a while, the pastor opened his desk drawer and took out a pad of paper, and he said, if you had gone to the doctor, he would have given you a prescription. So that's what I'm going to do. Take this prescription and follow it exactly as it is written. What was written on the pad? 5 times a day for 7 days, you are to read prayerfully and carefully the 23rd Psalm. Read it in the morning before you get out of bed. Read it before each meal, and read it again before you turn out your light at night. The week passed, and the man came back into the pastor's office, a totally changed man. The truth of that 23rd Psalm had healed his wounded soul. Most of us know this psalm quite well. Could anyone say it for memory, the 23rd Psalm? I bet a lot of us were used this psalm, knew this psalm, maybe memorized it for your confirmation. But sometimes we know it some things so well that they've lost their power. We might know it by rote and are able to say it, but we don't think about those words and the healing strength and the power of this prescription for wholeness is lost. So maybe we should look at it again. It's in your bulletin. We just prayed it responsively after the first reading. The psalm begins with a very simple profession. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Contemporary American culture teaches us to want everything. How countercultural this is to say, I shall not want. How radical this is. God is the only necessity in life. I think the little girl got it right in Sunday school, reciting Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. That's all I want. What a powerful statement of trust and complete confidence in God. Sometimes we focus so powerfully on that first part of that verse, the Lord is my shepherd, that the second half gets lost. Don't miss that part. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I don't have to want. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because I trust God for good, I will not cave in to the clamor of my culture enticing me to want, to want, to want at every turn and every corner of my life. Because God has promised to take good care of me as a shepherd, I am free from that desire for accumulation. So many of us are not free. We aren't slaves in the sense that the ancient Hebrews were slaves in Egypt, but we are enslaved We're enslaved to notions of success that make us work all the time. We are enslaved to ideas about our children having every opportunity possible that we schedule them into frantic lives and then wonder why they can't seem to focus. We are enslaved to the belief that the only thing that will bring happiness is more. More money, more space in our homes, more cars, more things to put on our resume, more things to put in our closet, more, more. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The second and third verses of this psalm give us images of peace and tranquility, security and rest. But they also tell us how God provides all these basic necessities of life. For a sheep, green pastures is food. Still waters means drink. For a sheep to be led in right pathways means that danger is averted, proper shelter is attained. It's the shepherd who provides food and drink and shelter. The psalmist declares and professes that life depends on God and on God alone. And that is the nature of God. That's the character of God, to provide, to give us life. The psalm goes on, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This is the core of the psalm. This is the center verse. At the time of greatest threat, dark valleys, dark shadows, God still provides. This is what the Good Shepherd is like. He will make the way safe and even when it gets bumpy and terribly dark on our journey. God is there to protect and comfort. Not even the darkest, most deadly threat can separate us from God. This is a radical message. Life depends solely on God. We are the recipients. Everything comes from God for us. Wednesday night, I listened to the live stream of the opening events of the ELCA youth gathering in New Orleans. And one of the speakers was Pastor Nadia Bowles Weber. And Nadia is a pastor in a very small but growing, quickly growing congregation in Colorado. And she tells the story. First of all, you're a little shocked when you see Nadia. She has tattoos. And she wears a sleeveless clerical shirt. She's kind of proud of her tattoos, I think. And anyway, once you get past that, Nadia tells the story of her journey out of her childhood church through drug and alcohol addiction, through finding grace in the Lutheran church. My favorite line from her sermon on Wednesday night was something about the awesome truth that Lutherans never get tired of telling. God loves you, and you can't do anything about it. Lutherans, according to Nadia, one of the things that she liked about the Lutheran church and what the Lutheran church teaches is that the Lutherans don't teach how to get closer to God, how to get better spiritual grades. But the Lutheran Church teaches that all the movement is from God to us. We are the receivers of that awesome grace and love of God. And I think that's what the 23rd Psalm is about. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It's all just given to us. Did anyone hear the NPR radio this morning? The news reporter talking to people, to a pastor, couple pastors and a rabbi in Aurora, Colorado, and asking, what are you going to preach this Sunday morning? What are you going to preach? And two of the three said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That's the message for the people who are walking and walked through a terrible shadow of death. The psalmist goes on and says, you are with me. In fact, God's mercy and goodness, God's loving kindness will pursue me all the days of my life. The translation that is in our bulletin that we use said, shall follow me all the days of my life. But I really like that stronger word, pursue. Rather than lagging behind or following after, I like to think of God's mercy pursuing me, chasing me down, catching me, hanging on to me for dear life, and never letting go, letting me dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The psalmist isn't talking about heaven in some future time to dwell in the Lord's house forever. The psalmist is talking about dwelling, living right now, living in the truth of God's most amazing grace and compassionate love yesterday, today, and always. I wonder what Nadia is saying to her congregation in Colorado this morning. How would these words be heard by a city that has been rocked with that tragic shooting that occurred in a movie theater in the early hours of Friday morning? How are these words being heard by the San Diego family and friends of that young man who did the shooting? Even though I walk through a dark valley, and what a terrible dark valley this is for those people in Colorado, and for those people in San Diego. Imagine how it must feel to have one of your own commit such a crime, such a tragic event, or to lose one of your children or grandchildren or next door neighbor. We are sheep of that same flock. It didn't happen to them. It happened to us. We are sheep of that same flock. The Good Shepherd is filled with compassion for them, and our thoughts and our prayers are for them as well. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, I think I'm going to use that prescription for this week so that I can learn again and rejoice in that healing and that power of God's compassionate love. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.